Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Of course, on a Victory Monday, we're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, where you can find us every Monday during football season. Jordan Mailata show will be at 6 o'clock. It'll be Jordan, Elliot Short Parks, and myself. And then at 7 o'clock, there is the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest is Landon Dickerson. Donovan McNabb will join us shortly. Donovan's call-in brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Oh, there he is joining us now. Talk about the game. Number five, Donovan McNabb. What's up, Donovan?
All right, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Feeling pretty good, Donovan. Couple straight wins. Just offensively first, what was your big takeaway from Saturday's game?
Well, I think we just did what we need to do to win. Nothing was spectacular. I mean, we had some big explosive runs in the running game with Saquon and our running back by committee, so to speak. But as far as our passing game was concerned, we did just enough to win. And, you know, I think we threw for just over 160 yards passing with 5.2 or 5.8 yards per passing play, which I expect us to be a little bit more explosive. But, you know, it is what it is at this particular point. I think we all just kind of have to accept the fact that we're just not an explosive offense in the passing game. We're methodical. It's moving the chains. Obviously didn't turn the football over, but more importantly, I think it for this football team is, you know, if we can continue to stay this way and be balanced and our defense puts us on a short field, we'll have a great opportunity to continue to move on.
Not much from under the center. Their explanation was kind of...
Remember what I said, exactly. I expected that, but yeah. I don't know if it was maybe they didn't want to show that in the first meeting, and then we'll see in the next game, the next opportunity to change it up a little bit. But that was my big question. You know, the fact that we did bring it under, you know, bring that to now the film where the other teams have to prepare for, but where does that now lead us? Do we move into that realm where we open it up, or was it just something to try again?
Well, I'll tell you, them running out of the shotgun probably was the most success they've had running out of the shotgun in any game I could think of. So I'm just wondering, they gave them a different look. I know we all certainly would prefer more under the center stuff, but did you at least like what they did out of the shotgun? It seemed like they had a lot more empty backfield sets.
Yep.
As well. Did you like what they did sort of from a schematic standpoint Saturday?
From a schematic standpoint, I love the fact that, yes, we did do a little bit more empty because I think we have receivers that can create mismatches if they decide to play us man, but we just don't utilize it. And I think as far as the shotgun runs are concerned, it's pretty much the same as stuff that we've been doing And we just haven't been blocking well up front. And to be honest with you, some of the schemes that we were doing as far as blocking is, you know, concerned up front, you know, there were a few missed blocks on a lot of different occasions that could have been more explosive runs. So I just think for this team, consistency is the thing that we have to focus more on when it comes to what this offense is about. We don't have an identity, but just as far as consistency and that being Jalen protecting the football, taking what the defense is giving him. A lot of times we'll be hitting check downs or our intermediate route, quick game, and not too much over the top. But we just got to accept what we are, and hopefully we can continue to play at this level on both sides and find ourselves hopefully winning games.
Donovan, can you talk about like how that, from a QB perspective and from an offensive totality perspective, when you're going empty and five wide, what it does to the defense and how it can create an advantage offensively? Like, what is happening there that allows them to be successful?
Well, the whole thing as far as when you either go empty or motion into empty, you're creating mismatches. You're trying to create mismatches, and you're also trying to see what the defense is doing. A lot of times they'll show a lot of different blitzes, but when you motion out into empty, either they stay in that same blitz or they pull them out of that blitz, where now that linebacker, that safety, who may be involved in the blitz, now has to go out and cover the running back. And then in certain instances when they do, you know, go out and cover the running back, you know you're getting manned. If they just kind of expand the corner out and kind of shift the defense, then you know you're in the zone. And so some of the pass plays will be the intermediate or quick game that you'll utilize. But if they go man, you want to attack them downfield, maybe some crossing routes, and have a deep over route over at 18 to 25, and over the top you have either a post or a post corner, where now you put that corner in a bind because he doesn't have the safety help. And so I will say that they have been creative in that aspect of it. And this is something that I have seen early in the season with Kevin Petula. This is why I said I don't think it's so much as Kevin Petula not wanting to be creative. I think a lot of it is just being on the same page with everyone else so that they understand his philosophy and what he's trying to do. So I'm looking to see where we're going to take this. I would love to see us a little bit more in empty and be able to create those mismatches. But I will say that, you know, at least we were balanced enough where we showed a lot of different looks that were very successful for us.
Yeah. Donovan, one thing I read, just to talk about the empty thing a little bit more, one thing I read was that it just defenses are trying to disguise what they do more than ever, right? And then when you spread it out like that, I think you touched on it a little bit there, it makes it harder for the defense to disguise what defense that they're actually running. And that has changed over the last few years. Like, so if you were in that position now and defense is doing all that disguising, showing blitz and then not doing it, dropping, you know, linemen into coverage more than they ever have, what is it, from a quarterback perspective, what's the right way to try to assess that to make the decision what you're doing with the ball when your pre-snap reads are more difficult to make than they might have been in the past?
Well, I mean, if me being the quarterback and I had the guys that I've had, I mean, when you bring Westbrook out in motion, you know you have to either bring a safety out to him or you're going to expand that corner because you don't want to have that linebacker playing him man-to-man. And I think the same thing could be said if they do that and then have a linebacker covering Saquon Barkley or our backup running back. I mean, he's shown he's got quickness and hands, and I think you can utilize him more in the passing game. And if teams want to decide to blitz, which most of the time it'll be an all-out blitz if they do, then you just either throw a quick game out to that running back or possibly that outside receiver, run a wide receiver screen, something that obviously I got a chance to watch a little bit of what Drake May was doing it with New England. It would show one side and then throw it to the opposite side, and all of a sudden it becomes a big play. And so I think there's ways of being able to attack in that situation. But also, too, when you have a quarterback that has a mobility like Jalen, you can run a quarterback draw. If they spread it out and nobody's in the middle of the football field and you can block up that five, meaning that four down lineman and that linebacker, that means it's just you and the goalpost. You hit your head on the goalpost. So there's a lot of different things that you can do in an empty set that puts a lot of pressure on the defense. And now that makes them have to dictate what they want to do in that next situation, that next alignment that you do.
Last two games, you know, Jalen's legs have been a big part of what they've been doing offensively as far as being able to sustain drives.
Right.
And they're not calling a bunch of quarterback runs, but I've noticed when he sees that man-to-man coverage and those defenders have their back turned to him, he's a little more decisive when he wants to run. I'm just, are you seeing that? Are you seeing something different with his sort of his quick decision to go ahead and take off and use his legs?
I will say this, Ike, and you've been a part of it. It's about the development at the position. When you have a young quarterback, yeah, you'll create some read option stuff and get him moving and be an option in the run game. But when you're developing at the position, you learn how to play from the pocket, but also know your strength of if they decide to play man, there's nobody guarding you. And so that middle becomes wide open. And the same we could be said of with the development of what Lamar Jackson has been about. Lamar's sitting in the pocket and he's buying time with his eyes downfield, and he'll decide to take off. And now you become that much more of a threat where they can't just have that safety going and double teaming over the top of receiver. They can't have that linebacker now vacate the middle of the football field because you have that ability to be able to utilize your leg. That's what I'm seeing from Jalen. I'm seeing Jalen understanding a little bit of playing from the pocket and what he's trying to do. He's trying to be methodical of his reads and understand he has time when he is protected. You would like to see him maybe run the ball maybe 3 to 4 times a game, and I've been in that same situation. Like, a lot of people outside may not like it, but that's with the development of the position. A lot of the young guys are going through it at this particular point. You can look and see, especially the whole Drake May and Caleb Williams draft, of how those guys are playing. But that's just how we kind of perform at that position. And that's something that we just got to be able to build around. Hopefully Kevin Petula will be here next year so we don't have to go through this whole option of finding another coordinator so that he can kind of have a chemistry with Jalen.
Donovan, this defense has really, really evolved over the year, and they look like they are a championship-level defense right now. And one of the most impressive things, doing it without Jalen Carter, with the contributions that Jordan Davis has given over the last couple of weeks, what are you seeing from the defense that has impressed you?
I mean, I can't say that we're at championship level right now because we don't have Jalen Carter. Now, if we play the way we're playing and Jalen Carter adds what we expect him to add to that, then I can say, yes, we can become one of the top five type of defenses. But the only thing that I will say, when you look at like the Houston Texans, can we play at that level from a front four standpoint that they've been playing at with those defensive ends coming upfield and causing havoc? You know, can we play like some of these other top defenses that have been playing? And that's being consistent when it comes to first and second down. So on third down now, you get a third and long situation where you can peel your ears back and be able to get to the quarterback. If we can continue to be in that kind of phase, we're on first down, we're getting tackle for losses. On second down, we're getting incomplete passes. Now all of a sudden you start to see the Jalen Carters, and you also see maybe, you know, BG coming off the edge, and some of these other guys. So I just think it all starts with us on defense of being able to establish that on first and second down. So on third down, we're not fighting in a third and short situation.
So let's say this season ended today. I know it doesn't, but let's say it does. Where do you see the Eagles in the hierarchy of the NFC? Who do you think the best one or two teams are, and where do you think the Eagles sit within the NFC?
I mean, obviously people may get upset because of what I said, but I still think the Rams are the top class of the NFC, even though that they lost to Seattle. From a record standpoint and how Seattle played against the Rams, I would probably have to put them number two. I would say that we're definitely probably number three when it comes to the NFC. And from four and five after that, it's kind of a toss-up of different teams. But I would just at least say from what we have done so far, we're definitely in that top three of the categories. But, you know, I think we're better than Seattle. But if we happen to play in Seattle, it can go either way. So I just think for where the NFC is at this particular point, there's good parity. It's not big separation, but we are definitely in the upper echelon of the NFC.
All right, Donovan. We'll have a Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you next week after a big game against Buffalo next Sunday.
Absolutely.
Actually, let me ask you about that. What do you think of the Buffalo game, the Eagles and the Bills?
I would say, to be honest with you, I think Buffalo is in the same situation that we are when they're trying to figure out who they are. I mean, these wins that Buffalo has had hasn't been impressive. but they found ways to win toward the end of games. You know, everybody expects, you know, Josh Allen to put his cape on all the time. They got an established runner in Cook. They may not have that number one weapon at the wide receiver, but Josh spreads the ball around. Their tight end is solid. And so they use their tight end the way we should be using Dallas Goedert. But I just think for what Buffalo has been, their defense is a bend but don't break type of defense. Don't get a lot of pressure, but they find ways to win. So I think it's going to be a really good game. It's going to be highly competitive. I think that we'll come out on top, but I don't think it'll be a big blowout type of win.
All right, Donovan, we'll talk to you next week. Appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate it, bro.
Sounds good. Sounds good, brother.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I think it was Robert Saleh said earlier this week that the way the defense is now, he's given up on worrying about yards. And I think it's interesting because so many of the way the defenses play, they're really just forcing the offense to make play after play after play after play.
Don't give up explosives.
And basically just assuming that eventually you're not going to make the play.
Yep.
We'll either create a turnover or we'll force you to have to punt. And that is the situation that they're in. The evolution of where offenses are and where defenses are is really interesting, I think.
Yeah, and here's the other thing defenses have to think about now. Everything is four downs just about.
Yes.
So you're no longer get them three and out.
Yes.
Because depending on where you are on the field, you're going to need four to get off the field. So you almost have to be able to call a defense from that standpoint now. It seems like that's advantage offense. But here's the thing. So many teams get greedy down there in that 25-yard line area, 20-yard line area. They want that touchdown so bad. So when it's fourth and four, they don't take the three. They still try to go for it on fourth down. Well, if the defense gets a stop, now you get no points.
Right.
You get
right.
no points,
yeah.
right? So you may have to play an extra down, but sometimes, depending on that down and distance, that may work in your favor.
And it's one thing if you're I don't want to give up to you guys this quick on the going for fourth down, because I know you guys are footballsmen, mm-hmm. and I know you guys want to kick the field goal.
But take the points, B. Take the points, guys.
Take the points, guys.
Yep.
But there's a big difference between last year's Lions going for it on fourth down all the time and everybody going for it on fourth down all the time. Like, last year's Lions were an awesome offense.
Mm-hmm.
They were the pressure they put on the defense by doing that all the time, I thought, ended up being whether they lost in the divisional round or not,
yeah.
I thought it was the right thing to do for that Lions team.
Mm-hmm.
But there are very few offenses every year that are at the level that Detroit offense is. And I think a lot of times where I think people have maybe lost the thread or teams have lost the thread on the go for it on fourth is that, like, the momentum swing of not getting it on fourth.
Yes.
And the ability – of having an honest conversation with yourself about who your offense is. Mm-hmm. There are some offenses. I think the Buffalo offense is actually great at getting 3 yards. Mm-hmm. If a fourth and three, with the way that they play offense.
You got Josh Allen, he can run.
He can run, they cook, and the way that their pass game is. But there are not a lot of offenses in the NFL that I'm super confident you're getting it on fourth and three or fourth and four. And in those situations, getting the points or kicking the ball away and trusting your defense might be the way to go.
Because for a defense, it's rare that you're going to run it on fourth and three.
Yes, you have to.
We know you're going to throw the ball. Other than a quarterback run, you're probably going to throw it. And that's how we beat Detroit here. They kept going for it on fourth down.
Yes.
they kept going for it. So, and it can be deflating for an offense when you don't pick those fourth downs up. So it's a double-edged sword. Yeah, when you convert those fourth downs, it's great. You look smart, and you're doing it. But I'm saying from a defensive standpoint, man, that's just as good as getting a turnover, especially when you're down in scoring area and you don't take the points.
Speaking of a turnover, I forget who it was on Washington, and they play ended up not counting because of a penalty. But the guy that intercepted it on the 4 yard line, rather than just knocking it down and getting the ball on, it was a fourth down,
fourth and seven.
It was fourth and seven.
Yeah,
what he should have done is knocked the ball down. What he did do was catch the ball.
So, I don't even remember that.
Oh yeah.
It got wiped away with a penalty.
It got wiped away with a penalty. But Jalen threw a bomb. The
you know what he threw it the one. When AJ was like, no.
Yes, that one.
Yeah, now I remember.
Well, and the guy caught it, and if it had counted, they would have had the ball on their own
the
five rather than on the 40-yard line.
Right. No, you're right. I do remember that play,
And then the last thing, just to go back to the Donovan conversation about the Eagles going empty.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, what one thing that we've seen a lot, and it's happening a lot in the league, but they do it to the Eagles a lot, is disguising coverages and acting like you're blitzing and not blitzing. And
simulated pressures. Yeah.
And when you go empty, the defense really can't do it.
Can't do it.
And it just makes things simple. It's the same thing that hurry up does. That it simplifies everything, and you can really see what's going on. That drive. That drive in empty was one of their best drives of the year, I thought.
Yeah.
And I thought, the Washington's defense is not very good. But I thought Jalen looked as good in that drive as he's looked all year. That is something that they should definitely – we're all in love, and rightly so, with under center.
Mm-hmm.
But it's clear that Jalen's not super comfortable passing the ball under center. He's very comfortable in shotgun throwing the ball. So going empty is something that – I know that they're a running team,
mm-hmm.
but I think it gives something that Donovan said too. It gives Jalen the opportunity to run the ball more.
Yeah.
I think it's something that we'll end up seeing more as the season goes
on. And I'm perfectly fine with that because you can't become predictable as an offense.
Right.
So everybody's been talking about get under center. Well, that's probably what Washington was preparing for.
Yes.
For the Eagles to be under center.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, they come out with a totally different game plan. Frankie Louvu. Did he even play Saturday?
He played. He didn't do
anything. He played. Yeah,
I didn't hear his name called at all. So he wasn't blitzing and rushing the passer and creating all that stuff. And so the Eagles said, you know what? Washington likes to do this, so we're going to put them in spread formation. So when they do decide to come, Jalen can easily read it. Like you just said, he can easily read it and see it. So, you know, give Kevin Petullo some credit for sort of mixing things up, being flexible. And as long as they don't forget about the under the center stuff.
Yeah, they can't.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Yeah, as long as you don't forget about it, because it's working for you. It's good stuff. Like, it's not like it hurts the team. So to have that in your bag, and I know the running backs enjoy running from the dot.
Of course.
It used to be called an I. We don't use fullbacks that often.
Nope.
Now it's called the dot.
Well, because he's the only guy there.
Oh, only the one guy
dot,
behind him.
Yes.
Right.
And the dot behind the center.
Dot's just high-level football talk. We got even high level. We got dot.
Yeah.
We got Spike breaking down the skies.
Well,
You got dot. You got pistol. You got off to the right.
I saw Jack doing his little smug smirk over there when I started talking about
guy's
it.
Like,
we started talking football.
Oh, you see this guy's to Donovan, too.
Yes.
You know?
Well,
I was waiting for Donovan to be like, are you kidding me?
Well...
I love it. I think it's funny.
But it should be funny. I'm doing my homework.
You are doing your homework. But it's still funny. It's still funny.
You know, I did my homework with baseball. You hated that.
No,
I did my homework with football.
Now
it's funny to you. Yeah.
Well, I hate baseball.
I know you do.
Football, I find amusing.
Well, you can't pull the wool over my eyes with baseball anymore.
There's no wool.
You know, the moment that baseball spike arrived was Carlos Estevez. Was when they traded for Estevez.
I had Billy Bean asking over there.
Yeah, and I was like, wait a minute. This is fraudulent.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9.
Well, you got Ike breaking down dot talk. And, yeah. We all have to up our game because Mr.
Yes.
Because Mr. Podcast.
Mr.
Over
Tape
there.
Over there.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got me saying dot.
Yeah.
Ike felt like, hold on. No, I almost like my manhood's getting challenged.
I didn't even pay attention to it.
I just think it's interesting. The whole thing. I was like, who knew there was so much going on in football? I didn't know.
You know, listen, I try not to bore everybody with the whole X's and O's stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing.
We're a Jimmy's and Joe's show.
Yeah, I'm a Jimmy
and Joe's
show.
So one thing you're going to have to limit me on is I don't know how much of it's boring. I find it fascinating.
Well,
yeah.
The moment I realized we got this version of football, Spike.
Yeah.
So Spike texted me one of the away games. And he's like, you notice that Tyler Steen taps and turns around?
Right.
Like, why do they do that?
Yeah.
I'm like, they've been doing that for years.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't notice it before.
Yeah.
I didn't notice
but
it.
But now you're listening to these podcasts.
Well, pronounced with him anyway.
Well, yeah.
Well, hold on. He's an Eagle legend now.
Yeah.
After
he's
the fight.
Fighting the entire Washington team.
Yeah.
Like the Chris Baker moment all over again.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494, as we celebrate this enormous Eagles win over the 4-11 Commanders. We'll go around the league next.
Hell yeah.
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly.
And you're going to give it up about Drake May?
No.
All right.
Yeah, I don't mean to ruin the tease. We'll find out if I give it up about Drake May.
You still calling him Drake Maybe?
Yes, I will still call him Drake Maybe. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. That's Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Tis the season to be boosting on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because this year you're getting 7 straight days of holiday rewards, each one waiting in the app for you to unwrap. Every day brings a new way to play, so keep checking to see what drops next for you. And it all leads to Christmas Day special, where you can get something extra special. 7 days of gifts, 1 big finale. Your holiday football just got a whole lot brighter. Head to FanDuel.com/Ike to get in the holiday spirit. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.